This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know I got a few calls on the line, so I want to get right into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Gene's in Rhode Island.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I just have a question. Last year, you had several shows on using superphosphate.
Yep.
And I did that, actually. I had very good results. I used it on my hydrangeas. The thing is, I can't remember how much you said to use and when. So
okay. Now, you have hydrangeas, you said?
Yes.
How many and about how big are they?
Well, I have about 14, but they're all different sizes. Like, I have a huge one that's probably, I want to say 4 to 5 feet across when it's blooming.
Okay.
And then I have other smaller ones, you know, like that have been planted more recently. Like, some of them are only like 2 feet across and,
okay,
you know, different sizes. Depending on how old they are.
Yeah. So it's going to depend on how wide they are is okay. How much we're going to use. Mm-hmm. And so you don't use a lot. So if you're using like a triple phosphate, which is pretty close to super phosphate because it's 0.450, which is super phosphate in my opinion. You're going to use a half a teaspoon per foot of drip line. So the one that's two...
writing it down.
Yeah, no problem. So the one that is 2 feet wide, you're going to use a teaspoon.
Okay. Right.
So it's not a lot because there's so much to it. So,
I remember that it wasn't that we didn't use very much of it, but I could not remember when to put it down or how much.
Yeah, it's very, very little on this. But what it does really is it just helps get you to the next level with it flowering, et cetera. Because you want it to do that, and it helps just those blooms. It helps the root development as well. You don't necessarily have to do it every single year.
I think
a couple of years in a row is going to help it. You might not need to do it next year,
okay?
Right? Because the reason why is you've put so much phosphorus in there. Now the rest of the plant needs its regular during the season. And I'm wondering, did you use like a 10-10-10 during the season as well?
I think I did. Yes, I think I do feed them with a 10-10-10.
Okay, and that's probably what you would do going forward in this you know, in the summer months, right? So just keep going with what you've been doing there.
Okay. And use the superphosphate this year, but not next year?
Yeah, I would skip a year because I bet you what's going to happen is last year plus this year, there's going to be a ton of blooms on it. And then from there, you don't want to stress it out too much. So you'll allow it to use some of the natural ingredients that are in there and use what's from the 10-10-10 that you feed with. And it'll be worth waiting a season next year.
Now, how soon should I do this? I still have the bag. I don't know if it's still good from last year, but I do have it.
It'll be fine for a few years. Okay. As long as you keep it in a cool, dry place, you know, like the garage is fine. Those are, you know, fine areas to do. It can last for a few seasons. It really can.
Okay. And is it too early now to do it, or wait?
Yeah, I'd wait a few more weeks.
Two more weeks, okay.
Yeah, I'd wait until, like, the first to second week of March.
Okay.
April.
Of April, right?
Yeah, we're in the second week of March.
Right. Also, one other question.
Yeah, sure.
I ordered some dinner plate dahlia bulbs. I usually save my bulbs from the year before, and I did not do that. I just didn't get to it, so I had to order new ones. And they haven't come yet. I guess they shipped them close to, you know, whatever. But I remember one year doing them in a window box in my house to get them started. Do you suggest doing that, or just, I'm going to plant them in pots. I always do that. Plant them in huge pots. But I just wondered if I should start them inside first or just wait.
I don't think you need to.
Yeah.
I think they have plenty of time once you get them outside in the season. I really... I don't think you need to do much of anything with it. Just once you can plant outside, and even some of these bulbs can be sooner rather than later. I would
think they suggest when, like when they send the bulbs, they suggest for ozone when to plant them, I think. I don't remember really. But
and it's usually about the time that they send them to you, if you buy them online, is about the time you can plant them.
Okay.
You know, it's probably a little bit too soon at this moment. You could probably wait a few more weeks on it. But
I
when
didn't
they
get them yet.
Once they get in, I think you'll be okay.
All right. Well, that's all my questions, and thank you so much.
Perfect, Jean. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, we got a few more?
Yes, sir. There's three more. Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
You probably talked about this early, but I didn't dial in until later.
It's okay.
I had planned to put down the recommended, like, no more than 50 pounds per 1,000 square feet of lime in the fall.
Yep.
And I had someone doing yard work for me, and he put one bag down on the whole 5,000 square feet rather than all of them. So I got this pelletized lime, and I know ideally I would, aerate first, but I don't know if I can, you know, it's muddy on top. I don't know how far down.
Yeah, no,
it's the sea coaster.
It would be okay to put down if you were wanted to do it in the next few days here.
Okay.
You know, the lime takes time to get down there anyways.
Yeah.
You know, so
I need to air, could I skip the aerating or?
Well, I mean, you can do the aerating later.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't necessarily have to be done right now, you know, because sometimes with it being muddy like that, it could affect it could harm it more than good because of the fact that the running the machine over that could do a little bit more damage. So I would look at you know, kind of putting that lime down and then going from there.
OK, great. And if I Can I add, if I add love your soil, I have to probably recalculate something less than 50 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Well, so that it should be on a love your soil is about, it'll say on the package, it's usually 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet if you're maintaining, and it's okay. 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet if you are trying to fix something or get it, you know, trying to fix something in the soil that season.
Okay.
So if you're just trying to maintain, it's 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So that's going to be 36 pounds for 5,000 square feet.
Okay, and you mean the pounds of Love Your Soil. I was just thinking about how much lime.
I'm talking about the Love Your Soil, but the lime,
yeah.
Are you just using a regular pelletized lime?
Yes.
So a one bag does about 1,000 square feet. So, yeah, it's 50 pounds per 1,000.
So I could do both and not worry about calculating something else.
No, definitely not.
Okay, so my son sent me tulip bulbs for Christmas.
Okay.
And I returned them, and I think he's going to be sending them back to me in, like, or, you know, new batch in April. I know you're supposed to plant them in the fall.
Yep.
And I know I'm supposed to soak them in, what, garlic water or something.
Yeah.
Can I plant them this spring?
You definitely can. It's just they might not do everything you're looking for.
Yeah.
It might be next season where you get a better growth for you. So just remember that.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Okay. All right, okay. Pat. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got a bunch of calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next? Nancy's in Sandwich. Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have an indoor hibiscus plant.
Okay.
And it's generally healthy. I've got four buds on it right now. But the leaves have little, teeny, teeny yellow specks on them. And I'm wondering what that is.
Now, is it the leaf itself that's yellow, or are they like raised, like something or other? Is it?
No, it's not bumpy. It's just.
It's part of the leaves.
Lots of yellow dots.
On the leaves.
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to make sure, and it hasn't. Dropped any buds or anything yet, or nothing along those lines?
Nope.
Now, where is it in full sun, part sun?
Part sun. It's really happy where it is. I've had it there for a couple of years.
Okay. All right. When you go up to it and you kind of move the leaves, does anything fly around or any of those things?
Not that I've noticed.
Okay. How are you fertilizing it and watering it?
Maybe like twice a week.
Okay. And when was the last time you fertilized it?
I haven't.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Because sometimes what will happen is once it starts to wake up and get those types of, it wants a little bit of fertilizer. So you could use just like an all-purpose, you know, maybe like a 10-10-10 or something like that. You don't want to go too heavy, but it would be okay to do.
Okay.
So that's going to help bring back some of it. You haven't seen any... if you don't see anything on it, it makes me think it's more of like a deficiency versus a pest. But sometimes there's a number of the small insects like a spider mite or a scale aphid that might be on there causing some of the yellowing leaves. So it might not harm you to spray the plant down with like a neem oil or an insecticidal soap. Either one of those would be okay because... It's
it's just going to clean it up anyways, just to be safe. Right. Yeah. Cause it's one of those things where, not sure, just based on, it could be an insect. I'm thinking it's more of a deficiency where it would need something along the lines of, you know, some fertilizer just to wake mm-hmm. it up, do those types of things. Right. So I think that could be part of it. I would, in the window, it's not like the window has like a draft or any wind coming through it, right?
No.
All right. Cause sometimes that can cause it. You know, if there's just a draft out of nowhere, and you said it's been in the same location for a while here. So a lot of these things would have harmed it prior. You know, the watering, going forward, we don't want to let the leaves, the soil completely dry out. We want to make sure that the soil doesn't completely dry. If it does dry, sometimes that can cause the issue where it does that, right? So that would be one to take a look at. I'm trying to think what else. Went through watering, went through nutrients. You have the same light. I mean, has it been all season, or has it just started with this yellowing?
It's probably been like 6 weeks, maybe.
Okay. So it could just be, you know, coming out of dormancy. So I think you'd be okay. It might be that, but I think the fertilizing a little bit and the watering, you know, watching the watering might help you out with this one.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Nancy, you have a great rest of your day.
You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, I do have a few more calls in line, but I want to wait a second because I am about 30 seconds from the break. And when I get back, I will answer some more questions with you. But again, phone number is 855-660-4261. And I got about a half hour left, so we got some time where I can help you guys out with your gardening questions. So stay tuned. We will be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA News Update. Consumer spending's expected to reach over $22 billion this Easter.
81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year, according to a survey by National Retail Federation. They plan to spend an average of $177 per person and will spend the most on food, followed by clothing and then gifts. Half of all households with children are planning an Easter egg hunt at home, while the most popular Easter Sunday activities, cooking, a holiday meal, visiting friends and family. 43% of respondents plan to go to church. I'm Dave Collins.
A recent Gallup survey reveals the majority of college students prioritize campuses with gun restrictions. Approximately 8 out of 10 current and prospective college students consider firearm policies to be at least somewhat significant when deciding to attend or continue enrollment at a school. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust.
The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Just as a quick reminder, we're not putting anything down on our grass or our lawn just yet. We are waiting some time until it gets a little bit warmer. So let's wait until about April-ish. About. Anyways, let's get back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Dave's in Nashua.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
In October of 2021, I planted some blue star juniper plants on a slope on my property.
Okay.
And they have been doing okay, but they haven't really been thriving, and they really haven't grown that much.
Okay.
So I was wondering if you could give me some idea on how to spur their growth and make them more lush and larger.
Okay. Well, so they can take up to 3 years before they really develop and start showing a lot of growth to them. So this could be the year that they do actually have some good growth for you. What I would look at doing is fertilizing those guys using like a holly tone. Right, so the holly tone is going to be the right fertilizer for those guys. It's acidic, right? The junipers need acidic soils. You're going to put it around the drip line on all these guys, I'm trying to think. How many do you have?
I have 10, and they're smallish.
Okay, I'm going to pull up the holly tone here for us so I can get you the exact amount. So it's 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter. So I'm assuming with the, you said it's blue star?
Blue star juniper, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably like a foot wide, maybe?
If that, yeah, even a little smaller.
So I'd be using a cup per foot of drip line, so it's wide 1 foot, so 1 cup per plant. 3 cups is about a pound, and so there's 4 pounds in the smallest bag of holly tone. That would get you enough to do all 10 plants.
Okay.
Okay, so a 4-pound bag of Hollytone would be perfect for what you're looking to do with those guys, and that's going to help them. It does have the mycotone in it, or the biotone formula in there, so it's going to help it build up. So I see that being beneficial for you there. I wouldn't worry about anything else, no other fertilizers or anything like that. This is going to be the only one you're going to need.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, Dave.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Osterville.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Pat.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Great show, buddy.
Thank you.
Two questions.
Sure.
Real quick, when can I put clover down?
Okay.
And I have a pussy willow bush that I've grown, and it's in a big pot, and I wonder when can I put it in the ground?
So I'd say with you being in Osterville, you're probably a little bit further ahead than I am up here. So you might be like a week or so away from putting clover down. I would just look at the overnight temps. If you're seeing overnight temperatures jumping, you know, going down into the 20s, might wait a little bit of time, right?
Okay.
Whereas if it's if it's staying above freezing and staying closer to 40, I think you'd be okay to put it down. You're like right on the cusp. You're in between.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then the pussy willow, you could probably plant that into a different spot right now without an issue, honestly.
Okay, great. That's
okay.
Wonderful. All right, and also, the radio has a different show on. In other words, we're talking now, and it's not
last week's. Yeah, it's last week's show. So just remember, I'm always here. It's just I'm a little bit of a delay down on the Cape, and so. Okay. So now you get to listen next week, and you just have to push your dates up a little bit when you hear it.
Okay, great. All right, Pat.
All right, Bill. Have a great one.
Thank you so much. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you. You as well.
Okay, all right. Buddy. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. Can you tell me when I can start feeding my indoor plants?
Well, so you could definitely you could start now.
Oh, I can. Okay, great.
Yeah, you can start getting those done now.
Also, I have another question.
Sure.
Last fall, the man who cut down all my rose bushes all the way down, will they be okay, or he shouldn't have done it, right?
No, it's okay. I have somebody down the street from where I live who cuts them back every year in the fall. And every year they come back without an issue. I just like to do the pruning on some of those early in the spring when, you know, right around the beginning of April so that you have the whole season to grow, and if something were to happen, it wouldn't affect it. It has more time to regrow for you.
So they're not dead then?
No, they should be fine.
Okay, thank you so much, and have a wonderful week.
Thanks, you as well.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Lisa's in Brewster.
Lisa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I have a couple of quick questions. And I've called you before on this, too, and I can't remember when I can start putting down Magical, Love Your Soil, and the fertilizer for crabgrass.
Okay. So we're looking at doing that in about 2 weeks or so. You being in Brewster, you're a little warmer than I am. But I'd want to, you know, for step one, you definitely want to wait until you start to see some of the forsythia blooming. Right. When you start to see the forsythia blooming, that's usually your signal that crabgrass preventer can be put down. Right.
I usually use that step one.
Yep. And that's your step one, which is a crabgrass control.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm seeing that they're getting very green. The forsythia are now.
Yeah, but we want to see them in that yellow color.
Oh, okay. Full bloom.
Okay. You'll start to see the yellow. Just as they start to turn yellow, that's when you can start going with the step one. You could probably, in all honesty, put down the Magi-Cal and the Love Your Soil down now without an issue. I would see no problem with you doing that because of the fact that it, you know, the ground is starting to warm up down there. You being down on the Cape, you're in a different zone than I am, where it's warmer, earlier. And so you're probably a week to 10 days ahead of me. And I'm telling everybody up in this area to wait another 10 to 14 days. So you're probably right on to do it.
So Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil could go down now. And do they need to be watered in, or can I just wait for it to rain?
Watering in is going to help it just to get where they need to be. It looks like rain towards the end of the week up here. I'm not sure down there. If you see rain in the forecast, just, you know, try to do it the night before. That could probably help you.
Well, it rained last night, so the soil is wet.
Okay.
Not heavy, but it just rained a little bit.
Yeah, but we want to water this in thoroughly so it makes sure it gets into where it needs to go. So that's what I, you know, just make sure it gets watered in, because it could just sit there, and if it sits there, it can bake and burn the soil, the grass that's there.
So I would water that in for what? I don't have, I would water it by sprinkler. So what, 20 minutes to half an hour?
Yeah, maybe 15, you know, 15, 20 minutes. You just need to get the ground nice and saturated so that it is ready to go for you.
And should I put down double the amount?
It's all going to depend on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to fix something, then you use double the amount. If you're trying to just keep it the way it is, then you just put the regular amount down.
Well, I'm in a very shady area with lots of trees, and I have shady grass that was put down a couple of years ago. It's iffy. There's a lot of moss, but usually the grass takes over most of it by the end of the summer or by the midsummer. So I'm trying to not just maintain it, but get it to grow strong.
So then you could probably definitely put it at double the rate.
Okay.
Okay, so 12 pounds per thousand. So basically, if you use the a spreader, just open it up all the way and spread everywhere.
Okay, so I have just about 1,000 square feet. That's about it.
So, yep, so
two bags would be about right, I guess.
Two bags would be a little bit too much, because it's a 5,000 square foot bag if it was normal, and that's usually about an 18-pound bag. Mm-hmm. And so you would only want to use two-thirds of that bag, because we're looking at 12 pounds for that 1,000. So you're leaving about 6 pounds in the bag.
Okay, and I can put down the Magi-Cal and then go back and put down the Love Your Soil.
Yeah, right after each other. You don't put them down in the same thing. Put them down right after each other.
And the holly chunk can go in now, too, for the junipers?
Yeah, for you down there, you definitely could, or wait another week. If the Cape is ahead of where I am, so very soon.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right,
Lisa. Have a great Sunday.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. And got about 15 minutes left in the show. Time to take a phone call or two here. So if anybody has some questions, we have an open phone line. you know, just a couple minutes left in the show as well. Again, phone number is 855-660-4261. And, you know, we got roughly, it's about 10 minutes left of airtime in the show. So if you have some questions, you can call us. We'll do what we can to help you out. So the, you know, as I was saying to the last couple calls, on the Cape, it's warmer than it is in the northern part of the state. So the northern part of the state, we're waiting to put any of these fertilizers down. You know, and that is including, you know, New Hampshire, Vermont, southern Maine. We're waiting another couple weeks. Whereas the more south you go, the more likely you're able to do it because of the warmth out there. So stay tuned for the next couple weeks when we say, all right, it's go time. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads. neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got a few minutes left in the show. We'll be here to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So feel free to give us a call. But we're here each week, as always, from 6 to 10 a.m. Some might hear us on a delay. But we are here each week from 6 to 10. If you have... if you have questions and you're like, oh, this is a tape delay, well, I'm here. So you can call us and we'll be there to help you out. It's not something that we are just taping it ahead of time. It's not one of those this week. It's live. It's live. It's definitely live. I apologize here. So we're here each week. You can hear us on our website where you go to the top of the website, which is paulparent.com. And where it says listen live and podcasts. You can hear us live right at the top. Or you can listen to some of the old ones. Whether it be me, whether it be old ones from my father, looking at it over 6 years ago at this point, you can look back, but you'll be able to see it. So it's definitely available for you. And I know in some areas I'm not there anymore. Well, call your local station where I was and say, hey, want to listen to Patrick? Want to listen to the Garden Club? Get us back. Right, so we're still here. we're like the Energizer Bunny. We just keep on ticking, right? We just keep on going each week. This week, you know, I've kind of been telling everybody just put the brakes on a little bit. Hold on a little bit. You know, for the northern part of New England, we've got another couple weeks left. We still need to, you know, slow down a little bit. Let's not push everything just yet. Let's get to it on the right time. Right. Let's wait a few more weeks. Don't want to push it too much, because when you push these things too much, it can really affect the growth for the entire year, and we don't want to affect that. Okay. So, just something to think about. What else is going on? We are, the sun's out at this point. The rain stopped. It's going to be warmer today, at least where I am. And then it's going to be a little bit colder this week, right? It's gonna be chilly. So that's why I'm saying hold off. That's why I'm saying wait, because I think the cold temperatures that are coming are going to be are just going to be detrimental to what you're looking at doing. Okay, so just keep it in mind when you're starting this week. What else? This is a perfect time if you're looking for something to do to get that soil sample done. Right, go out and get the soil sample versus waiting till later. Get it done so that you can then be ready when spring fully hits. We're pretty close to it, right? What I need you to do is get that done now, because the later you wait in the season, the longer it's going to take to get the results back, because everyone is doing the same thing. Everyone's trying to get it done right away. Right, so that's why we need to try and do it now. Get the soil samples done now so that it is ready when spring fully hits. Now, got about 30 seconds left. I do appreciate all the calls. Everybody's starting to get ready for spring. I can tell by the volume of calls, so this is great. I appreciate you guys calling. Great week. Hope everybody enjoys this week. It's going to be a little chilly, but it's going to be a good one. And enjoy your St. Paddy's Day. I know I will. I know I will enjoy it today. But as always, be good to each other and get out there and plant something. And we will talk at you guys next week. You guys have a great week.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.